Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description. Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw Countouts, where we count things down right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available. Also on the Patreon if you want to support the show. And at prowrestlingtees.com/Going In Raw. We got all sorts of great designs there. Larson, big rumors abound. Superstar Shakeup Part 2 or 3, I guess, including the draft.
Yeah.
Might be happening after SummerSlam.
Yes, we've heard reports from PW Insider that, yes, possibility could happen. We've also heard James McKenna from Pro Wrestling Sheet say no. But, you know, when there's rumors out there, it's always fun to speculate.
Absolutely, even so if it's not true.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to speculate on what superstars could benefit from being a part of the second superstar shakeup.
These superstars need to be shaken up again. So here we go. Number 10.
10.
Enzo Amore. What is he going to do after this big cast thing? There's really nothing for him to do.
Well, definitely not on Raw.
No.
I think once this the more immediate feud between him and Cass ends, he needs to go somewhere else.
Yes, I agree.
Whether that's SmackDown, whether that's 205 Live, maybe even there have been reports, Meltzer mentioned the Wrestling Observer this past week, that there might be some superstars on Main.
Mm-hmm.
Being sent to NXT, and I think Enzo might benefit from that, especially if they have any designs on him continuing as a singles competitor.
Yes, I agree.
He can go down there, you know, sharpen his wrestling skills, get better in ring, which is the weakest part of his whole packaging right now, and come back up to Main or 205 Live or something and be able to stand on his own as a singles wrestler.
I'm trying to think right now, is there anybody on SmackDown? Because I like the idea of him moving to SmackDown as opposed to going to certainly 205 Live because he's not a great wrestler. And I'm okay with him going to NXT. But I'm trying to think, are there any other competitors he could team with in terms of being their manager that would work?
On SmackDown?
Yeah, on SmackDown. Or even anybody on NXT who could come up and be his next, I'm an Enzo Amore guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. Good question. Yeah, if there's some developmental.
Oh, I remember. No, you know what? Well, that would require him staying on Raw, I guess. But have him join Titus Worldwide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as a spokesperson. As a spokesperson.
That would be good.
So there, Enzo gets to avoid the shakeup.
Well, so much
hey,
for
you
that
know
idea.
What? Send all of Titus Worldwide over to the SmackDown.
How about this? What if Enzo became the manager of Heavy Machinery?
Oh, that'd be good. There, it's like two casts.
Yeah,
it's good. All right, number nine.
Nine.
The Ascension.
Now,
color wise, it makes perfect sense for them to go to Raw.
But I think it might benefit them to go back to NXT when they were actually booked properly.
Yeah,
insanely popular.
Yeah,
and I think the longest reigning tag champions in NXT history. It would be more like a case of what happened with Zack Ryder, where Zack was on Main for a while, got a push, got punished for some reason, like they thought. The ratings went down and he was U.S. champion.
Yeah.
And so he got punished for that, got buried, went to NXT and kind of revitalized his career a bit by teaming with Mojo, forming the Hype Bro.
Yeah.
Maybe the Ascension needs that because right now they're being used as a comedy act in this fashion police.
They're a very good comedy act.
Yeah, they're good. They've done a good job.
Yeah.
But seeing what they've done in NXT, how dominant they were, how popular they were, give them a chance to recapture that.
They need to go to NXT. Here's what the story could be, too. They go back to NXT to find their roots, and they would ditch. And I know, like, they had a lot of success. It's basically, you know, sort of stripped-down versions of what they are now, but strip it way down. I've always said that the Ascension, and we've seen this now with their sort of with their comedy chemistry, they could be APA 2.0. I really think that can be the case.
Yeah.
Because I think that those two guys probably have a lot of good chemistry together. And so exposing more of their personalities and less of this like Road Warrior wannabe thing. And what better way to establish a clean slate, like you said, in NXT, find some glory there as just Connor and Victor, not as the Ascension necessarily.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, the Ascension. Number eight. Luke Harper. Now, where has he been?
They're not doing anything with him on SmackDown.
That we know of, but it could be him and Eric Rowan doing the thing.
I hope not.
Okay.
Because, I mean, granted, it's him involved in the storyline, which is good because Luke Harper is good.
Yeah.
But it would mean him re-teaming with Eric Rowan. We've seen that before.
Which is a step in the wrong direction. Yes. We've already seen Luke Harper in a couple interviews that largely landed on like WWE's YouTube page. Sort of evolve his character to be like I've sort of joked about Dude Harper, like he's just a regular guy now.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's the direction you want to go with him, but in terms of starting over the clean slate, bringing him over to Raw probably is the right move.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And granted, Bray Wyatt's there,
mm-hmm.
but we're not advocating for a reformed Wyatt family,
yeah.
even though Bray kind of teased that on Twitter not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Give him something to do. When he had an opportunity to show his skills in the whole Wyatt-Orton feud,
yeah.
he was getting over.
I know. The people, it's so bizarre. There's two guys in particular that the crowd really, really want to succeed. It's him and it's Sami Zayn. The crowd always, I'm sorry. It's him and Ty Dillinger. The crowd really fiends for these guys, and the WWE just doesn't do anything with them.
I know.
And so what better place for Luke Harper than to start over on Raw, where
yeah.
Bray Wyatt is.
Yeah.
Number seven.
Seven.
Chad Gable.
Kind of for the same reason I mentioned with Enzo, him being on the list. Chad Gable is now finding himself no longer in a tag team.
Yeah.
He's a singles competitor now that Jason Jordan is on Raw
mm-hmm.
with his father, Kurt Angle.
Yes.
So it could be an interesting story of him, Chad Gable that is, saying, okay, I need to rediscover who I am as a singles competitor.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that on SmackDown. There's literally not a spot.
Yeah.
There's not time on the show. I need to go to NXT
yeah.
to hone my craft as a singles wrestler. I mean, that might run counter to his impressive showings against Kevin Owens and AJ Styles on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless,
yeah.
If it's a choice between having Chad Gable show up infrequently on SmackDown or regularly on NXT, I will take the latter because I want to see him work.
So, yeah, because we've been hearing also rumors that NXT might be receiving some main roster talent
yeah.
in some capacity. And I think Chad, and I'm not really in favor of that if it's done, we mentioned this before, as sort of a dumping ground.
Yeah.
However, Chad Gable is a different case because he is transitioning from tag team to essentially a brand new role as a singles competitor. And so you can effectively execute this sort of blank slate,
mm-hmm.
clean slate type thing. Hey, let's start where I, you know, what if I chose that path originally?
Yeah.
Well, let's find out. I can do that here in NXT, where there's all sorts of great talent. We know that Chad Gable can wrestle with the best of them. I'd love to see that happen on NXT. He can be taken on guys like, you know, Kyle O'Reilly, who's there now.
There's another option for him.
Yeah.
205 Live. He bring a completely oh, wow. different element
yeah,
to that
yeah,
show.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's a good
as
one.
As a strictly map-based
yeah.
technical wrestler.
Yeah.
Granted, there's a lot of good technical wrestlers on 205 Live, but not with the amateur pedigree that he has. Could be an interesting addition.
I like that a lot. That's really good. That would necessitate him going to like Raw, though. But that's fine. It's a good shakeup. It's
yeah,
about the shakeup.
Yeah, yeah,
it's good. Number six.
Six.
Ty Dillinger. Now, I personally think this is too early in his main roster career. Convince me.
They're not doing anything with him on SmackDown.
I know, but he just got there.
Yeah, to send him to Raw. I'm not advocating for him to be sent to NXT.
Yeah, okay.
That would be a huge hit.
Okay.
Send him to Raw.
He should join Titus Worldwide. Doesn't really seem like a fit there.
I mean, I like the possibility of him and Sami Zayn forming a tag team.
Yeah.
It gives them both something to do, at least in the short term.
No, I know. If he hadn't just shown up, well, I guess it's been since what, Mania?
Yeah, it's been 4 months.
It's been 4 months. Yeah, dude, just ship him over to Raw. There's more time there. You can do stuff with him. Have him feud with the Drifter or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the Drifter going to do now?
After Balor?
Yeah.
Now that seems to be done.
Ty Dillinger.
There I think that'd go. Be great. Bring the perfect 10 over to Raw. Give him an opportunity to actually get on TV on a regular basis.
Yeah, it'd be good.
He's insanely popular. People yeah. want to like him. You I just
like
mentioned
him.
That.
I like
they
him.
Want to like they him.
Really want to like him.
But, you know, if what Meltzer said is true about Vince wanting to send former NXT talents back to NXT, regardless if they're popular, I mean, Ty fits the bill. They're not doing anything with him. If they have no designs to push him.
How about this? One thing we know about Ty Dillinger, he has a very sort of, you know, his personality is, he might be the perfect 10, but his personality is very everymanish, you know? He's like just a cool dude. bring him over to Raw, bring Dude Harper over to Raw. I could see them having some good chemistry together.
Yeah.
Sort of an unlikely tag team.
That'd be an interesting tag team, yeah.
That could start getting over just by virtue of the fact that people kind of like that type.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I like it. Number five.
Five.
Sanity.
So, we don't know who's been attacking the fashion police. Have it be Sanity.
Yeah.
Bring them
up.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
They're teasing a program with Authors of Pain.
Mm-hmm.
So assuming there is a match between Authors of Pain and Sanity at TakeOver for the NXT Tag Team titles, Authors of Pain are not dropping those belts anytime soon.
No.
What else is there for Sanity to do in NXT? I mean, Killian Dane.
Not a damn thing.
Damo had a match to be the number one contender. The NXT title, he lost that match to Drew McIntyre.
Yeah,
obviously they don't have him in the title picture.
But they booked him so strong, it was fantastic.
And he seems like a very polished product. At
absolutely, yeah, for sure.
Alexander Wolfe, entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Young, whenever he's ready to come back.
Oh, ready for Maine.
Ready for Maine. Absolutely. Nikki Cross,
ready for Maine yesterday. Yep. And that blow off she had with Asuka kind of is like at the limit of what she can do. She's not going to do anything else.
Yeah, if they're not going to put the title on her, send her to SmackDown.
Bring them up.
Sanity.
Make them the guy. Sanity versus Fashion Police would be kind of crazy.
It would be.
It'd be weird.
And especially once the New Day and the Usos are done with their feud.
Oh, my God.
The
Sanity,
New Day
yes.
needs somebody to feud with.
I've said this, man. The New Day. Think about it. You got Big E versus Damo. That's a great matchup. Xavier Woods versus Eric Young. Great matchup. And then you Kofi Kingston and Alexander Wolfe. Who cares about that? But those first two are really good. Number four.
Four.
The Club.
Send to SmackDown already.
This needs to happen. We've already seen this past 2 weeks ago, and they're transitioning to tweeners.
I thought this a while ago. I never mentioned it though.
What?
The Revival. Dash Wilder got hurt pretty soon after getting called up. I don't remember if it was after the shakeup or before. If it was before, I had it in my mind that maybe the Club was supposed to move over to SmackDown, but since the Revival were going to be out of action for months,
they
kept the Club on Raw to kind of fill that spot.
Yeah.
But now the Revival's back.
Boom. Pull the trigger. I wonder if that's maybe on their minds. That's why they're doing this tweener thing, because they know if they're on SmackDown, they're going to have to interact with AJ Styles, and he's a face.
Yep.
They should be faces. Reform the Club.
Yeah.
People would mark out so hard for that. Are you kidding me? That'd be fantastic.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. But the problem is with that, if they're tweeners, with the New Day being top faces, with Fashion Police being faces, there's not a whole lot of heel tag teams on SmackDown save for the Usos.
That's why you have Sanity.
Yeah.
That's why you have, who else have we moved? Didn't we move somebody else?
Hype up? Bros. Have Hype Bros go full heel.
Hype Bro. Have them go full heel. That'd be fantastic. Who would want to see that? Number three.
Three.
Randy Orton.
Yeah, he's kind of done all he can on SmackDown right now.
Okay, how about we do this? Let's just do this really quick. Number two, Seth Rollins.
Why are you skipping
this
Randy?
This is a swap. We swap them. These are two big talents, Randy Orton and Seth Rollins. They get swapped.
Okay.
Because it's kind of a trade-for-trade thing.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That's why I went straight ahead and
all right,
two.
Sorry.
Called an audible there.
Yes.
You need to learn to roll with it, not just start immediately questioning.
This is like the finish to AJ Styles, Kevin Owens.
It's kind of a botch.
If they called the finish of the match, like, during the match,
yeah,
they had to improvise a finish.
Exactly.
Didn't exactly work. That's what this was.
See? And then you good recovery there. Good
yes.
job.
Even though Seth is involved in a storyline with Dean Ambrose, which I imagine is going to be protracted and probably carry them to at least the Rumble.
Yeah.
It would be cool to see Seth over on SmackDown, but in return, Raw would have to receive a main event level talent.
Mm-hmm.
Randy Orton's pretty much done everything he can do on SmackDown.
He has literally done everything. Like, dude, he literally is probably going to wrestle Great Khali at SummerSlam.
Yeah, there's a pretty good chance that's going to happen,
I would think.
If it hasn't been established by the time this video, we're shooting this video well in advance because I'm going on vacation.
Yeah.
I mean,
what else is he going to do? Challenge for the U.S. title? That's a step down.
Yeah. Send him over to Raw. He can wrestle Samoa Joe,
mm-hmm.
Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these feuds that we haven't seen.
Yeah.
Now we have an opportunity to.
Absolutely.
Send Seth to SmackDown so he can have feuds with AJ Styles, with Kevin Owens, with Nakamura.
All those great wrestlers over there.
Yes.
And Seth Rollins would be a dream come true.
Yes.
That'd be fantastic.
It'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome. Speaking of awesome things. Number one.
One.
Asuka.
Yeah.
Asuka.
Just have her say, I'm done with NXT. I'm going to Maine.
Yeah.
She just shows up on Raw or SmackDown, whatever one that she wants to go to.
Yeah, man. I'm thinking SmackDown. I'm thinking SmackDown because her versus the Queen, her versus Charlotte would be, who doesn't want to see that? That would be amazing.
That's money.
That is so much money. People would mark out so heavy for that. You know what she should do? She should go to SmackDown with her NXT Women's Championship, right? What does the UFC do? What does the UFC
do? They vacate the title.
They vacate the title, right? But she always has that title with her, right? And she defends it. Doesn't have to be the Women's Championship. It's Asuka's NXT Championship, and nobody can take it off her. She cleans house at SmackDown. She goes over to Raw.
Cleans house. Over there.
So Asuka's above brand.
Can she wear her NXT title, SmackDown Women's title, and the Raw Women's title?
Yep. Yeah. She has them all. Asuka three titles. Mm-hmm. Asuka three belts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be good.
That would be good.
Yeah. Asuka needs, she needs to get called up, and but she cannot lose that NXT title.
Well, she could, but she probably will.
They shouldn't. She probably will because that's how they do things, but she should not. She should not. If anybody's out there listening to this, she should not lose
hey, Triple
to
H.
anybody.
Triple H.
Hey, yes. Yeah, guys.
Steve's saying that Asuka shouldn't lose her belt ever.
Steve, I got two words for you. You're hired. Whoa. Wow. New head booker.
New job now.
Yeah, kick that kid Larson to the curb.
I'll be
all right. Whoa. He's like my bestie.
I'll make coffee. I'm fine with that.
I'm his meal ticket. You'll be my paid consultant. I'll just split my paycheck.
I'll work at Starbucks. It's fine.
No, man. You're my paid consultant. Larson, I need some good fantasy booking shit. But Steve, it's not fantasy booking anymore. You're literally working there. So what do you got?
And I write the entire show.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, man, I'm like Biff Tannen. You're like George McFly. And then you punch me and I spin around. Anyways, that's it for Countout. Let us know what you guys think about the potential of a Superstar Shakeup Part 2 in the comments. Be sure to hit that subscribe button. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
You know, it's entirely possible by the time this episode airs a week from Saturday that this rumor could have been completely squashed.
Oh, yeah, but who cares about that? Who cares? Doesn't matter. He's going on vacation, so we need content.
Yeah, we need stuff in the can. So, well, see you later, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.